This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That means it's time for What's On Your Mind, and it includes a talk radio town hall, which we do most Wednesdays. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here, as he is most every Wednesday, for an hour, taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Simple as that. If you want to get those in early, you can. I've been getting one about every half hour since bright and early this morning. People asking different questions. And it's fascinating, actually, to know what kind of questions folks want to ask about. I had one right now about state and local employees that work for the Department of Transportation, federally and statewide. Do they have to get a physical? You know, it's just, I mean, it's everything from, you know, the Iran deal and, hey, what do you think? Are you glad we're out of it? To what's going on with these hostages coming home from North Korea to, hey, what about the DOT employees, federal or state, getting a physical? It's just whatever, you know, and there's no right or wrong question. There's no, they're all welcome. Whatever is your concern for your member of Congress, the one and only representative in the United States House of Representatives from North Dakota to answer your question. So the only other little advice I always give on Talk Radio Town Hall Wednesdays is to say, if you do have a question that you want to make sure gets answered, you know, you can text it in now, you can call it in now, or I would suggest if you wait till next hour to call, just call in the front half of the hour. We very often end up running out of time before we get to all the callers. So just a word to the wise, yeah, we'll have sometimes a couple of lines open on the front half of the show. So just encourage you to, you know, dial early. Dial often. Bonus up. Okay, now you can text Todd or me. That's right. If you'd like to text Todd, it's 701-226-8503. If you'd like to text... Thank you. I appreciate whatever that's called. Reaffirmation? You know, what do they call it with kids when they do something nice? Yeah. Oh. You can text me if you'd like as well at 701-367-2054. So text the questions in early as well. We have a 24/7 line where if, you know, you're working late on the tractor and you think, gosh, this is driving me crazy and I want my congressman to fix it, you could just dial right then, 855-200-1776. Extension 1 allows you to leave a message, 855-200-1776. And the nice thing there is you just call and just ask your question exactly how you want it, and we play it for him, and he answers your question, simple as that, okay? So a couple of ways to go there. And, of course, if you're going to chat with us live, we'd love to have you tell us what's on your mind this morning, 258-0550, local telephone number, 701-258-0550, or 800-228-0550. I have an important question today. We are in the middle of two huge foreign policy situations. These two situations have been a thorn in the side of the United States of America for decades. They have perplexed other presidents. They have been, you know, celebrated as, hey, we fixed this problem, and look at here, we're shaking hands and smiling nice, and everything's fine, and it's going to be great, and then we find out there's cheating, and it's not working the way it's supposed to be working, and Iran is one example of this. You know, ooh, John Kerry, Barack Obama, they're so smart. They're just smart, smart people. They're way smarter than you and I. I mean, just look at them and you say, gosh, those two, they're smarter than me. It's so obvious. They wear nicer clothes. They have their hair a little better. They clearly went to the best schools. You know, they run in those circles. They're just smart. And they tell us this is a good deal, so we're going to believe this is a good deal. And then we learn from a great ally like Benjamin Netanyahu that they've been sticking it to us. sticking it to us. Meanwhile, we give them $150 billion. Is that the number? I forget the number. $150 billion in cash. Oh, Scott, it was their money. No, the money was frozen. The assets were frozen because they were using the money to kill innocent people. They were funding terrorism with it. They were building IEDs to be used against our soldiers. How many family members and or military members within the sound of my voice that were part of Operation Iraqi Freedom? A few of ours didn't come home from right here in North Dakota, and of course many more from all other than 49 states. Because of improvised explosive devices. Well, guess who was funding the building of those? Iran. So the funding terrorism, we give $150 billion back that they were funding terrorism with so they can fund terrorism again. And then we say, hey, why don't we lift the restrictions on their oil being able to compete with our oil? That's a good idea. Yeah, go ahead and do that too. Because really smart people told us that was a good idea. How does that feel right about now, ladies and gentlemen? Along comes Donald Trump, candidate Donald Trump. This deal is out there. Everybody knows about it, so it's part of the campaign. And he says it's a terrible, terrible deal. And if I'm president, we'll end the deal. And a whole lot of smart people after he got elected said, well, you can't do that. You can't do that. We're smarter than you are. You build hotels and develop things and, you know, go on TV. We are the smart people. We know whether it's a good deal or a bad deal. It's a good deal. Trust us on this one thing. Here's all the horrible things that will happen if you leave this deal. And Donald Trump said to that. I think that's exactly how he said it. Todd, if I'm not mistaken, something along the lines of...
where did you read that?
Could have been a little longer, but it was some version of that is what he said to the really smart people.
And, it's so hard to tweet that, too, by the way.
I know it is. You could take a picture of it, I guess, yeah. But so there's the Iran deal. Huge. Number two, North Korea. Now, North Korea has been a thorn in the side. I mean, Clinton, oh, we got this all figured out. He likes me, and he's gonna do less nukes. And you know, the North Korea regime was playing Bill Clinton like a fool. He got a photo op out of it, and they thought everything was fine. You know what? Didn't prove much under George W. Bush. Every deal was a sham. So along comes Donald Trump, who wrote the book, The Art of the Deal. And things are happening that have never been envisioned. China is helping. Guess what? They don't want to make Donald Trump mad either. Our Secretary of State has been there and met with him now twice. We get a tweet from the president this morning saying, hey, Secretary of State's on his way. And by the way, they just landed in Japan. They're refueling. Then they'll keep coming. They'll be home at 2 in the morning. President says, I'll be there. I'm going to go out there at 2 in the morning to see these hostages come home. And a date and time has been set to sit down and hammer out a deal. And I guarantee you the fact that the date and time has been set tells us we've got what we want already. They blinked. And smart people said this could never be done. So here's my big question today. I honestly only care what the truly smart people believe. And by them, I mean you. I mean people here that roll up their sleeves, go to work every day. Good, hardworking folks. God-fearing, freedom-loving. Respect the Constitution. Act the same in public as they do behind closed doors. Good people. You got to sort all this out because, of course, Heidi Heitkamp's been on the wrong end of both these deals. And a few others besides. To say, does she have the foreign policy chops to represent me? Is she really outmatched here from a foreign policy standpoint? She's been with the swamp on these. I want to know what you think of them. In the court of public opinion, I don't care what the New York Times, Washington Post, anybody else. I want to know what you think about these deals. I want to know what you think about what the president's doing. That's what I want to know, specifically on these deals, because all the rest of it is noise. It's absolutely noise. Let's go to the court of public opinion in Walhalla, North Dakota. John, what do you think?
Oh, man. There's a reason that veterans vote for Donald Trump. There's a reason. They were looking for somebody that had an idea of what to do and how to do it. We didn't want a politician. We've already tried politicians. How many years have we tried a politician? We wanted somebody that knew what power was and how to use it and when to use it. And this guy has been hitting it out of the park from day one, not just in Iran, not just in North Korea, but on the entire world stage. He completely shifted the geopolitics in the entire world when we voted in Donald Trump. So it is.
Couldn't have said it any better, John. You summed it up absolutely beautifully. It is perplexing the really smart people because, you know what? They're not so smart. John and Walhall is a whole lot smarter, and so is the rest of our audience. Call, tell me what you think.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Friends, it's time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by our good pals at Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick GMC in Valley City. It's the time every week where you get to hear a deal. That's right. And I'll give you the mental picture you need here at one of the sharpest sets of wheels on the Northern Plains. By the way, they have a store in Bismarck, one in Valley City. This week's featured vehicle at the Valley City store, it is a silver 2016 Chevy Tahoe. It is an LT model. with the Z71 package, which means it's got all the goodies. Quad bucket leather seats for the third row, navigation, Wi-Fi for the kids and their gadgets, jet black leather interior, only 29,000 miles on this baby. It's a one-owner local trade on the lot right now at $43,970. But today, if you tell them Scott sent you, it's yours for $43,500 with 29,000 miles on it. Loaded up Chevy Tahoe. 29,000 miles and one owner in local trade. Love that. Hop online, check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Big selection, mint condition, one owner vehicles. You save a ton. Most of the time they know who owned it, who bought it new, and know the story behind the vehicle. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Valley City or online at Pucklich.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Gina Haspel is testifying before the Senate committee today, and she is making some statements right now about the enhanced interrogation and detention facilities that are so controversial. Let me pick up a little bit of this.
We face in the field. If confirmed as director, I will uphold the agency's obligations to Congress and ensure that oversight works on behalf of the American people. Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you and the committee for the hard work that is put into the oversight process and for the vital support that this committee provides the officers at CIA.
All right, so she's not saying too much there other than what we heard before the hearing, and that was that under her leadership, the CIA would not restart enhanced interrogation and the detention sites. And, you know, I think that's sort of baked into the cake already. Again, when you telegraph the techniques you're using, they aren't nearly as effective after the fact, which I'll never cease to be amazed at people who think a terrorist who possesses information that could mean death to Americans in big numbers cannot be interrogated in such a way that does not harm them. There's no ongoing. Obviously, it's a technique that works. They get information out of them, but it doesn't harm them. This waterboarding. It's a bad idea. And I ask every one of them to say, all right, here's a scenario. Your wife and children are in a room somewhere with a bomb that's going to go off in 10 minutes. You have the perpetrator with you somewhere else. What means are you going to employ to get that information of where that room is so you can save your wife and kids with
any
that terrorist? Pardon me?
Any.
Any. So you think you'd include giving you a little Dunkin' water there to save those lives would be acceptable?
If you're lucky, I stop there.
Yeah, and see, folks, the way of thinking of some of these foreign policy smart people, going back to our discussion about North Korea and Iran, is, you know, they don't want to consider the scenario I just gave you, but that's the real-world scenario. That's what happens with very, very bad people. And what they'd rather do is go out and, you know, create a political campaign around saying, oh, you're for torture, you're torturing people, it's going to come back on a, you know, no. Torture is what happened to John McCain in Vietnam, hung by his fingernails. We know what torture is. It's to me, very revealing of the kind of people who, in my mind, have no business in any kind of decision-making capacity deciding how we protect ourselves as a country. Doesn't at all. Anyway, back to the question of Trump on North Korea, on the Iran deal. Smart people poo-pooing this, you know, Trump's naive, wrong, dumb, you know, should stay in that Iran deal, and it's a good deal. Europe likes it. We should like it, too. You know, North Korea, they actually are having to admit on North Korea it's not a bad deal. I'm dismissing the quote-unquote smart people to hear from real people in North Dakota. What do you think? Mike and Mandan, you're next.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Good, good. Getting rained on, so on the road. Say, I was reading the news this morning before I went to work that, I don't know how this is possible, but the government, last month after all the spending, had a $250 billion surplus. And according to the CBO and all the Democrats and everything, you know, it is supposed to cost like $10 trillion or $1 trillion over the next 10 years. And I don't see how there could have possibly been a surplus, you know.
And, I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard that. I thought I saw something that was the opposite, that it was, you know, it was surging, which I believe it was supposed to initially. But, you know, I love lectures from people who doubled the debt about how to fix a mess. Don't you just love that? You know,
I mean, love the, that.
Yeah.
They said it, they attributed it directly to the tax cuts. More people had money in their pocket. Guess what? They spent it, you know, and the revenues are pouring in.
I got to dig that up. I hadn't seen that story. It wouldn't surprise me that it was suppressed. But
it was suppressed. You didn't hear nothing about it in the mainstream media or anywhere. But I was wondering if you could ask Congressman a question for me, because I'm going to be driving into a no man's land a little bit here.
Okay, lay it on me.
On this Mueller investigation. Well, we'd sure like to find out how much this costs so far, how much money these guys make a month, you know, millions or whatever, as him and his team. You know, just give us a tally of what this fiasco is costing us taxpayers so far. You know, I'd sure like to find that out.
Well, you never hear that, isn't it?
Yeah, you never hear how much it is, you know.
Might inform people's opinions on whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. Thanks, Mike. Right. Appreciate the call.
I'll
add it to the list to ask Congressman Kramer for sure. Texter says, Scott, I want everyone to think about this. Look at all of our politicians. Look where we were and what they could not accomplish. We put a non-politician in power who does rather what he said he will do, and look at where we are today. Politicians actually cannot handle someone telling you what they're going to do and who actually does it. Not normal in Washington. Yeah, interesting. The left is saying about the Iran deal, the fuel prices are going to go sky high, and that's going to hurt the farmers. Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. So it was better, I guess, for Iran to be given more access to the markets, to have their oil, dirty oil, in the sense of its, you know, profit is used to fund terrorism, right? Than it is to say, we're going to have less oil here on the price thing. Good one. They said that about the export ban, too, and that didn't exactly happen, did it?
Tell us at
800. That's smart people talk, is what that is. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye.
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm going to dip back into the Gina Haspel confirmation hearing. As CIA Director Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia, is, of course, grilling her on how can you have American values and actually do something in the Army Field Manual as training that we are doing on terrorists. And, you know, you're a horrible human being. Because you're not in agreement with me. These aren't American values. He's
what you do.
I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
When you are the director of the CIA.
Senator, my father's watching today. He served 33 years in the Air Force. My parents gave me a very strong moral compass. I support the higher moral standard that this country has decided to hold itself to. I would never ever take CIA back to an interrogation program. First of all, CIA follows the law. We followed the law then. We follow the law today. I support the law. I wouldn't support a change in the law, but I'll tell you this. I would not put CIA officers at risk by asking them to undertake risky, controversial activity again.
Ms. Haspel, my question is this. On a going-forward basis, if this president asks you to do something that you find morally objectionable, even if there is an OLC opinion, what will you do? Will you carry that out, that option, and that order, or not? I mean, we're entrusting you in a very different position if you're confirmed. I just need to know what your
Senator,
answer that would be.
My moral compass is strong. I would not allow CIA to undertake activity that I thought was immoral, even if it was technically legal. I would absolutely not permit it.
So you would not follow the order if you felt it was?
No. I believe that CIA must undertake activities that are consistent with American values. America is looked at all over the world as an example to everyone else in the world, and we have to uphold that. And CIA is included in that.
Thank you, Mr. Senator.
No, he just doesn't stop. You know, he doesn't stop. You are somehow morally inferior if you believe in a tactic that is in the Army Field Manual as part of training and employ it against a terrorist who wants to kill us. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how Democrats think today. It is embarrassing to me. It is embarrassing to me. Are they ever going to fight and win any war with that kind of way of thinking? But there they are on display for us all to see. You can listen to it. You can take that data in and decide what you want to think about it. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, if there's other newsworthy moments that happen, we'll dip in on that. The Republican, James Risch, is now questioning her, and this vote obviously will be an important one later on. The opening statements of Mark Warner lead us to believe that she has the support. He talked about wide support that she has, so I think the numbers will be there today. This will be interesting. But, of course, we're all watching Heidi Heitkamp as well, because, as usual, she's getting the Chuckie Schumer pressure. You know, Chuckie Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, how can I vote on this one? Will you let me do this one? So we'll see what happens there. I want to tell you quickly before we get back to the phones and your comments and texts that Watford City is a great place to visit. In fact, it is a premier vacation stop in North Dakota, right in the heart of western North Dakota. 15 miles south of Watford City is the beautiful Theodore Roosevelt National Park, the North Unit. There's a 14-mile scenic byway drive in there that is just heaven on earth. It is amazing. The north trailhead of the world-renowned Mottawa Trail is just across the Little Missouri River, minutes from the entrance to the national park. You got 26 miles to the north, a year-round fisherman's dream in Tobacco Gardens Resort in Marina. 50 miles to the west, that Fort Union Trading Post, the confluence of the Missouri and the Yellowstone River. 45 miles to the east, step back into time, the three affiliated tribes, Earth Lodge Village, on the banks of Lake Sakakawea. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Make plans to come on up and enjoy this. And use the Best of the West promo code when you go to any lodging facility to get the best deal you can get. Just tell them, hey, Best of the West, Scott sent me. Homefest, that's fun for lots of folks that know Watford, June 22nd and 23rd. Ribfest, August 10th. A couple of examples of dates you want to get on your calendar. Let's go to Linton, North Dakota, and Ed is on the phone. Hey, Ed, what's on the mind? On your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Say, I'm a retired naval intelligence officer, and just wanted to tell you a little bit about the training we went through before we went to Vietnam. 1971, we went through what was called SEER school, Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape. And part of the deal was you're captured. You're out for 3 days without any to eat, and then you're captured, and then you're interrogated. And part of the interrogation is we were waterboarded. And it's not a big deal. I mean, it's the thing I compare it to is when you go to the dentist, you got the little water thing in your mouth, and it doesn't quite drain good enough. You thrash around and think you're drowning, but you cough a little bit, and then it's done. I just laugh whenever I hear about this. My God, they do it to us before we went to Vietnam, and now they can't do it to somebody who wants to kill our kids. It just makes me sick.
So I want to understand what I think I just heard you say, Ed, and folks that have maybe just followed this around the edges. Again, this is one of the reasons Heidi Heitkamp can't tell us yet if she's going to vote for Gina Haspel or not. This woman that has for three decades been at the CIA, come all the way up the ranks to deputy director, and now is director, and these Democrats are holding her up because she was at the CIA during a time in which they employed enhanced interrogation techniques, also known as waterboarding, which Ed just described that he, as a naval officer, as part of his training, received. So if you are to believe the Democrats on this, you are to believe that we torture our own. In the training, we torture Ed, and we torture other folks that are coming into the United States military. And then we turn around and use that same technique, as Ed said very well, on some horrible, awful terrorist that wants to do us harm. Clearly, if we're using it as training, it's not torture. But they want to call it torture. I mean, I think that's what you just described, Ed, isn't it?
Yep. Why, it seems worse than it is. I mean, you cough a little bit, and then it's over. And I can see where it's very effective, but it's not torture. I mean, it's an effective training tool, and it was used to get us to just learn how to handle being captured or being tortured if we actually were. Give us some idea of what to expect. But I mean, nobody ever drowned of it. A few people coughed a little bit, but it's like I say, it's like going to the dentist and having a little spigot in your mouth.
So I'll bet watching this you have to half chuckle, knowing you had it done to you, and meanwhile it's used as some political blunt force instrument here about everybody's in a tither over how we've lost our compass and lost our morals, and we torture people now. I'll give you a good chuckle when you hear that, Ed?
Well, it makes me mad. You know, these people have no idea what they're talking about.
You know what else they have no idea about? What it takes to defend the greatest country on the face of the earth and the enemies we face in this world. That's what bugs me. that if they'll waste, you know, oxygen on this debate when, you know, the facts are the facts. First of all, this isn't like we use this on, you know, thousands of you know, we just go to every terrorist detention camp and kind of willy-nilly pull people into it. You've got to have a fighting idea that they have some knowledge. And I forget the numbers. I mean, we've had former CIA Director General Mike Hayden on this program. We've had former Vice President Dick Cheney on this program talking specifically about this. It's a handful of people, 100 or so times, you know, that it's actually been utilized. So it's not even widely used. But the kind of people that will use this politically and try and gain favor have no business deciding how to defend the greatest country on the face of the earth. None. It's very scary that they would have any say in it at all. That's why you need to pay attention to foreign policy. I'll call myself guilty in not sometimes paying enough attention to the foreign policy sides. It becomes sort of noise, and they're always saying the same things. But tell you what, you know, I mean, Heidi Heitkamp for the Iran deal. Wow, really? What was the result of that? What happened as a result of that? You know, where is she on what the president's doing in North Korea when she says about Syria? We'll let the Russians handle it. Is she really equipped to handle this? Or is she just getting her talking points on what to say about, you know, Trump bad, Democrats good? You know, this is the stuff you do need to pay attention to. Anything else, Ed, you'd like to share with us?
No. Keep up the good work. Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, Ed. You contributed mightily to it today. It's, I think, important for people to hear that. And I've said before, it's in the Army Field Manual, and it's one thing to, you know that it is part of the training of our military. But to actually hear from somebody that actually has had it done and then respond to the news, pretty powerful. So thanks to Ed and Linton today for that. A bunch of texts I should get to here. Steven Crowder has a video of him voluntarily being waterboarded if anybody wants to see what it looks like. And there's a few others that have done that too. Another texter, it's easy for politicians to take moral high ground as they hide behind those who sacrifice. Isn't it, though? Isn't it, though? You're absolutely right. If the CIA practices that were done overseas and in Thailand are in the field manual, why did she destroy the videotape of them? Why? Because they went far, far beyond your precious field manual. This program is unbelievably dishonest this morning, as usual. Well, first of all, you don't know that. You don't know that at all. The videotapes were destroyed, and it's been explained to Congress why they were destroyed, because they'd be used by people like you that want to do real harm to the United States of America by making a political point because you don't like what Ed had done to him, being shown on the world stage, and to inflame more people. So the dishonesty is coming from you when you're telling us you believe the rules weren't followed. There's no basis in that at all. And by the way, there's been congressional hearings on this and classified briefings on it. On how much Mueller has spent, at least $10 million so far, the judge that jumped the Mueller team on Manafort case asked them how much was being spent. Interesting. Another, Navy SEALs must endure waterboarding in order to become a Navy SEAL. Waterboarding is not lethal, should be used as needed. You know what's lethal? Cutting someone's head off.
There you go.
There's some common sense, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
But don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, though.
Our president has hit one out of the park with the bases loaded. I think that's called a grand slam, says a Minnesota listener. All right. A few more that we'll get to on the other side of the break. Calls welcome to 258-0550 is the telephone number. Oh, Dianne Feinstein and Tina Haskell now. This will be good entertainment during the break. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Feinstein does question Gina Haspel, right? And Dianne Feinstein's she's the self-proclaimed, expert on torture. She should have a conversation with Ed Linton, is what she should have. But you know what? That wouldn't serve the purposes of sort of being able to be this, what would we call her? This guardian of what is torture and what isn't torture. Okay. So as a good persona for. So she starts asking Gina Haspel, were you in the room when this person was waterboarded and what, you know? And do you think she can answer that question, Todd? Do you think that would be maybe classified information? No, but and by the way, they have a classified briefing that they go into. So all of the members would go into a briefing room. It would be classified, and they would ask questions in. So why did she do that? Knowing she could ask that question in a classified hearing, because then the information could be shared because nobody can leave with it.
But then she didn't ask any other questions because Haspel's answer, and rightfully so, took the rest of the time.
So she asked a question that she knows that Gina Haspel can't answer, so why would she ask it?
You don't really want me to answer that one, do you? Because I don't think anybody's going to like my answer.
I think we're posturing a little bit. I think it's politics. I think it's a big charade.
Making a fool out of yourself. That's what you're doing, though. Showing your ignorance.
I think it's all by design. I think it's all intended to be that way. I really do. I think that's...
So what is her gain, then? What is she gaining by having done that? I think you're right, by the way. I'm not disagreeing with you.
But. Well, she plants the seed. She's trying to get more no votes. She's trying to make her case that way. In other words, Gina Haspel can't answer the question, but the insinuation is that you were there. You were doing this. You were. And again, I want to go back and say, hey, can we take a break in the testimony and have you hear from Ed and Linton?
I want to know what single vote is going to swing from having postured like that, from having pulled that stunt, because if somebody's vote swings from that... What are they doing there in the first place?
It may. Cliff and Devil's Lake, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I just listened to the part of your show here where the former naval officer was talking about how the waterboarding was part of his training and that it wasn't that big of a deal, but yet, according to you, the security of the country depends on waterboarding and that you defend it and saying that it is a big deal. So you can't have it both ways. So is it effective or is it not effective?
Well, I would say this. First of all, I'm saying, this single tool alone isn't the difference between the country surviving or not. When I say people who try to demagogue this issue and turn it into a political football against what Ed and Linton said. I mean, you listen to them, you think, my gosh, we're doing this to these people. This is awful. This is immoral. We're torturing them. And the reality is we used it on a handful of individuals, 100 or so times, that gained valuable information. The other thing I would say, okay, Cliff, in my mind, the difference between Ed and Linton getting the technique used on him and a terrorist, the terrorist doesn't know what's coming. You know, they're detained. They have information we need, and we employ this tactic. When you're trained, you know that's part of the training. So that is a difference. When he says it's no big deal, he means, he knows how the movie ends because he knows this is coming. And it wasn't that big a deal. The terrorist doesn't, which is another reason they ought to shut up about it, because it's a technique we ought to use when the worst of the worst have information that we need.
So you don't think terrorists know that waterboarding is coming?
Well, they do now, which is one of the reasons we don't use it anymore. Because these pansies on the left are more worried about, politics than they are about winning wars.
How do you know we don't use it anymore?
Well, there's an agreement that says we won't. As part of this.
How do you know that, though? How do you know that?
Well, Gina Haspel is saying we're not doing anything that's, illegal. We're not doing anything that we're not, supposed to do. We're following the rules. I guess in anything you could say, well, they're saying they're not, but they are,
Okay, but you're saying that. You're saying that on your show as a fact, and you don't know that.
Well, I'm saying that's what they're saying. I'm saying the CIA is saying they're not using them anymore. I took the words of Gina Haspel, who's been at the CIA for 30 years, sir. Saying so it isn't just like I pulled it out of thin air. I played her actual clip saying we're not going to do this at detention sites any longer. You know why we're not going to, Cliff? We're not going to because Democrats have successfully taken this off the table as a tool to use against terrorists. Does that make you happy?
I haven't formed a judgment on that yet.
It sounds like you have.
I'm listening to the facts as they're put out in front of me, and sometimes I don't know if they're facts or not. So, but okay, thank you for your time. I listen to your show on occasion, and appreciate it. Thank you.
We appreciate you, Cliff. Thank you very much. And again, the facts of this debate are pretty well known. We know more than we probably should know about its use because of the opposition to it. I'd ask anybody, are you happy this is taken off the table? Or do you want the professionals to have the tools to do what they need to do to stop terror?
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%, and a Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.